Part 2.
This is my first visit to Kabuki Theater. I'm curious to know about Kabuki.
Kabuki is a theatrical form that integrates acting, dancing, music, and elaborate stage equipment. It is performed exclusively by men.
Are there no female performers in Kabuki plays?
Well, in the 17th century, courtesans played female roles, but it was later prohibited by the shogunate because they considered it immoral. That is why women characters are impersonated by actors called onagata or oyama. Many say that a woman portrayed by onagata is the most feminine of all.
Uh-huh. By the way, what are those black-attired men on the stage?
They are kuroko, or stagehands who move scenery and props on the stage, assisting in scene and costume changes. Kuroko is dressed in black head to toe so that they can make themselves invisible on stage.
Oh, someone in the gallery is shouting something rhythmically.
He's shouting Matsushi Maya, a stage name for Kataoka Nizaemon. People in the gallery called omuko shout actors' names when the drama reaches its climax. Those enthusiastic shouts of encouragement are an integral part of the play, which can energize kabuki actors.
I see. By the way, kabuki actors' makeup is unique. Does it have special meanings?
The makeup called kumadori exaggerates actors' emotions. Red is used for justice and goodwill, blue for injustice and evil, and brown for evil spirits. After the show, some actors press their face on a silk cloth, leave the imprint of the makeup on the cloth, and give it to their fans.
Wow, that must be a treasure for kabuki fans.
Right. You know, a copy of kumadori imprinted on a towel is available in souvenir shops.
Great. I'll check it out. Thank you very much.